We're here at Go Natural Jamaica, here in Portland, Jamaica, with Ramjaz. We've been staying here for a few days now, enjoying this amazing property, beachside here in Jamaica. How did you get started with this?
Well, you know, I've been traveling for years, looking for different knowledge about yoga, meditation, food and nutrition, and at one point, when I come to Jamaica and started to settle, we were thinking it would be great to share that knowledge. So that's how we started Go Natural Jamaica, as a space where we can make people experience on their own skin what that really feel well-being, to be well, to eat well, to do yoga and meditation daily, once or twice, or you know, and to be in a natural environment, and also, you know, being using a natural cosmetics and all that we learn about on our travels, to be able to share with the people so that it can better their life, you know.
I love that. And we've been enjoying some amazing vegan food here and taking in all of this natural surroundings, and really it does feel a lot, you know, more recharged.
Yeah, I feel. Very restorative.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm.
The staff is super friendly, everybody's really nice. Mm-hmm. The food has been incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, top notch. It really is. High vibrational food, and just really what life is all about, and making those connections with, you know, other people here is amazing. So it's been really awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about where you came from, maybe, and how you got into yoga?
I born in the heart of Europe, in the Czech Republic, and I was a professional photographer, and I get into yoga when I was in India, or I was interested a little bit before, but every time I did yoga, it was sort of too boring, or it was too much like aerobics, so I didn't really like it too much. But when I went to India, I had a chance to study with my guru. And after the first class that he did with me, I feel completely different. And then I take my study with me back home. And after practicing for a week, I felt completely different. After practicing for a month, I felt completely different. And then, you know, I had this idea that maybe when I travel, because where I lived, it was great. And that time I was in the art, and, you know, I was freelance, and the life was good, but I was going where I want in the professional, I was, you know. But I was feeling like I'm not centered. I didn't know what it is, but I know I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I was feeling that something is missing, and I didn't know what it is. From like I was 12, I was reading books about Buddhism and meditation and stuff like that. I was never able to do it because, I don't know, somehow I found it like too hard. Mm-hmm. I read about it, but I never could really like fully understand it. And I was just feeling that I'm missing something, and I was not sure what is it. So I started to travel more. I started to travel with the photography. And then later, and I was getting more into the yoga, I started to travel with yoga. But what I realized with yoga is that, yeah, photography was great and it was a gift. But, you know, these days people have their phones and everybody can make up pictures. And it's not so exciting anymore. It's not like I'm can be doing some good service. But with yoga, what I realized is different. I start to feel like my mission, because if I could feel how it changed my life, and then I started to feel, as I started to teach other people, how it really changed their life from one session to 1 week and more, I realized that's really my mission. That's where yoga can really change a lot about people's life, how they feel. And if we can change how people feel, this is how we're changing our world. And look, this world needs a change, you know. This world just needs a change. And when I was smaller, ever since I wanted to change the world. But you know, that time I had some like megaloman ideas how I'm gonna change the world in a big. But then, as I was growing up, I started to realize that you cannot tell people what to do. It's not working. You cannot even give them idea what to do. unless they found for this a look at your mom. She always give you a good ideas, but you never listen to her because it's like, yeah, she say, but I don't know, and also she don't know why, and you know. But I realized that once you have the experience, then that's different. Mm-hmm. The experience itself changed you, and how all my experience itself changed me as I started to travel, I started to put myself more to nature. I realized I feel more alive. Mm-hmm. Before I was thinking I feel great, but after that I felt different. Mm-hmm. So I realized that actually the nature, and then I started to realize it's not only nature itself, it's all the nature aspects of things that we went so far from, to being like so, you know, so advanced in the society. Actually, I started to go back to it, and I started to feel more healthy, more center, more like knowing actually where I'm going, what I never know before, and it all started to make more sense. So basically, Go Natural was like another click on the way where, you know, all the knowledge that I gained over the years, and my husband also, and all the wisdom and the connection also with nature, where we could actually put it all together and create an experience for people can experience. Mm-hmm. So that way they can really change their life for better. Mm-hmm. Wherever, whatever that means for them, wherever they are, wherever they're going.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. And you've created such a beautiful place here for everybody to enjoy. And it's just, you know, really admirable.
Do you feel like the travel was something that really opened your mind to new experiences and wanting to share your knowledge?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you see, if I would not travel, I would probably still shoot fashion and, you know, drink at night and party, and in the morning maybe feel not so good and try to find out again what's my purpose. Mm-hmm. So it definitely helped me. And you know, it's traveling always help you to open a new ways of understanding. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we think that we travel to see a new places, but I started to realize that, you know, all the places are so similar. Mm-hmm. Like some places in Africa look so similar, like some places in there, and then it's not so much about the landscape anymore. And about the people, yes, but then you also realize people are kind of same everywhere also. All they want is love, mm-hmm. to be accepted, to get the basic needs met. So then I started to travel for a different purpose. I started to travel with a purpose. Mm-hmm. So whenever I would travel, I would be staying longer and working there, trying to understand the community and learn the language and learn all the kind of stuff I can learn. And then that was not enough neither, so I started to look for shamans. Because ever since I was interested about herbs that can heal, and not only herbs, I was interested in any kind of substances that can help to raise the consciousness and heal. So I was looking for the shamans, for the healers, to learn from them. Also, I started to get in touch with food, because on my journey, I started to become vegetarian. I didn't understand what's going on and what's going on with food. And as I started to travel, for example, in Costa Rica, as I work with the people that were so engaged with the food, I was able to be on their workshops, and I started to learn more about food, and I realized, wow, food is actually so important. And so I started to travel more also with that purpose. So trying to meet with the local people, how they eat, with the shamans, with the people that live 150 years, how they eat, what they do, what are their lifestyle, to be able to understand that and then bring that back. And very often when I travel, I was thinking about my friends who had a certain issues. So I was asking these people, okay, so this problem with this person with this issue, is can you cure it? Is that possible? And I would be wondering of how simple answers or just simple herbs they would be offering me, or yoga or breathing techniques, they would say, yes, this can heal. And I was like, yeah, but people go for like months of chemotherapy, or and they tell them they will die, and they tell me that they can just take this herb and change a diet and that will heal them, and they say yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was quite life-changing. Like every time I travel, every time I would start to speak with people, every time I would, it would completely open my mind, and it would completely change me. So yeah, definitely traveling.
So we've been enjoying these amazing vegan meals here prepared by Chef Lance, and Can you tell us a little bit more about those meals and why you decided to choose a vegan menu for Go Natural Jamaica?
Mm-hmm. So, you see, food is so important. When we talk about it, we try to bring awareness on how really important it is. Let's say the most important is love, no? Maybe. Let's say the second most important is air for all of us, because we cannot live without that, right? Third most important would be water or any source of liquid, which water would be great. And the fourth is food, before anything else. Right, your job and all your family and everything else like that. I mean, it's important, but it's not more important than the food. A lot of people would be putting their work before the food. They don't eat well because they don't have a time, and so and so and so. So we try to bring the awareness back into the food. The food is as important as it make you. It create you from a little baby, how it grow up into a big person. Because of the food you put inside. So it's so essentially important that we realize whatever you eat is that what affects you. It affects your energy. So, you know, in the beginning we were trying to giving an option for people that eat meat also, but then we realized that that way we're gonna stay true to what we really think is the best. And we are just, this menu that we created, we work it with all the knowledge that we have about the food, especially the food combinations, which is really interesting. I think you should Google it, you should check it for yourself. It's called food combination or a proper food combining. So our menu is based on the proper food combining, which means that the food is perfectly digested. Also, what's important on our menu is that we really wanted to make it very creative, because you know, eating vegan or vegetarian doesn't really have to be boring. It can be boring quite sometimes, and a lot of people might think, yeah, well, vegan, vegetarian, I'm just gonna eat like salad and I'm gonna hate it in like 3 days. But it doesn't have to be like that, because there is so many variations. There is so many options. There's so many desserts that you can make and not use not even one grain of sugar. There is so many meals that you can make. We don't use no sugar, we don't use no flour, we don't use no processed food of no kind, obviously no meat, no soya, no gluten. So the food is very clean, and the clean food is necessary for our bodies to have also clean energy and to be, you know, to work optimally. Because also then we're doing yoga and meditation, which we could call as a healing art. But you can do healing arts and it will have an effect, but if your body is not so clean because of the food that's coming inside, again, the effect might not be so big. So everything together working really great, where you have a clean and a nourishing food. We base our food on the Jamaican cuisine, which to me is one of the most amazing in the entire world. Mm-hmm. It's so like spicy, and you have some little nice things like ackee and breadfruit. Also in our menu, we try to make sure that our guests will try most of the special things that only Jamaica have. Mm-hmm. There is so many different kinds of fruits that are here, so many different kind of you know, like things that grow here. So we bring that into the menu. So the menu is based on Jamaican cuisine, however, in a healthy way and in a right food combination, transform into the meals that day by day you get all your minerals, all your nutrients. So the menu is balanced, lighter here and there, yet filling and satisfying. So you should not feel hungry, you should have enough energy for everything you need. And also after the experience of eating the food here, you should really feel the difference. Unless this is the same diet that you're eating home, if let's say you're coming from a different diet or you are thinking to change the diet, you probably will feel slightly different. You will feel lighter, your digestion might be better, there is no constipation, your energy level is higher. You might feel also different quality of your thoughts, simply because of the food that you're eating, and also how the food is prepared. It's prepared fresh every time with love and care. You know, so yeah, the food is very important part of the life, of a lifestyle. So that's why the importance of the food in Go Natural is very, very high.
So we're here at Go Natural Jamaica, which is a overall wellness retreat that anybody can come to. They focus on nutrition, meditation, and they also have optional yoga and other excursions available. We just wrapped up our interview here with Ram Joss. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Just wanted everyone to know that even if you're not into yoga, it's optional and anybody can come to this retreat and enjoy this beautiful space and awesome food. It's been a pleasure staying here and so nice talking with you, Ram Joss. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank
really
you so much
it.
For, you know,
mm-hmm.
raising awareness, you know, doing that good work.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more at GoNaturalJamaica.com and on all the social media at GoNaturalJamaica.